AFCON Rush is powered by ZaraFX, the global trading powerhouse.
La Côte d'Ivoire, inspirante terre d'hospitalité, reçoit l'Afrique. Jour de fête.
C'est quoi?
Et vous savez?
We are back again on AFCON Rush, live from Côte d'Ivoire, the venue of the 34th edition of the Africa Cup of Nations. I must tell you, this has been one of the best Africa Cup of Nations tournaments ever seen for a number of reasons. It is often remarkable in one way or another. Now we look ahead at the first AFCON quarterfinal at the Félix Houphouët-Boigny Stadium in Abidjan between Nigeria and Angola. Nigeria now carry the pressure of being the favorites following the exit of the continent's big guns before the last eight. Ranked 42nd in the current FIFA rankings, Nigeria are the highest ranked side left in the competition, and this will be the first ever encounter between Nigeria and Angola at the AFCON. In what will be Nigeria's 102nd AFCON match, they will be playing in their 11th quarterfinal match at the AFCON. No team has ever played in more games at this stage of the competition, except of course Ghana, Cote d'Ivoire and Tunisia. Conversely, Angola are relatively inexperienced compared to the Nigerians, with only 30 previous AFCON games under their belt, while this is just their third quarterfinal appearance at the finals after defeats to Egypt in 2008 and Ghana in 2010. Now, Nigeria have won their last three AFCON games without conceding. They have never won four consecutive matches in a single edition without conceding a goal. For Angola, they have won their last three matches at the AFCON. A fourth victory at this edition would see them equal their total number of wins across all eight of their previous tournament appearances combined. They played 26, won 4, drawn 12, and lost 10. But it is the tainted history of this fixture that would be on the minds of long-term followers of the Super Eagles and, I dare say, the Palanca Negra of Angola. Previous games against the Southern African country, the Eagles have triumphed in only two, drawing 5 and losing 2 also. Nigeria scored 8 and conceded 7. The first time Nigeria and Angola met was an international friendly that ended goalless in Luanda. The last time was the ill-fated 2006 World Cup qualifier, which ended 1-1 in Kano on June 18, 2005. Before then was one of the saddest games in Nigerian football. Samuel Sochukwuma Okwaraji, one of the country's brightest, most patriotic and best players, returning to action months after being excluded from call-ups, slumped and died in the World Cup qualifier against Angola on August 12, 1989 at the National Stadium in Suleri. This is a game Nigerians remember vividly when Angola is mentioned. Following the death of Okwaraji, the Eagles were both psychologically down and emotionally downcast, eventually leading to the 1-0 loss to Cameroon on October 27, 1989, and Nigeria was out of the Italian 90 World Cup finals. Remarkably, CAF again grouped Nigeria and Angola in one basket, that's Group D, for the Germany 2006 World Cup qualifiers. The Angola tragedies against Nigeria knocked at the door once more. Now, to cut the long story short, a draw at the Sani Abacha Stadium in the second leg ensured the both teams finished on 17 points, but Angola qualified for the Germany 2006 World Cup finals on the basis of head-to-head. It is important to point out that this is the first time Nigeria and Angola are meeting in the Nations Cup finals. All of the previous encounters were either friendlies or qualifiers for the World Cup and Nations Cup. And just like record goal scorer Fabrice Aqua helped to stop Nigeria from progressing to the 2006 World Cup, current top striker Gelson Dala, who has been in fine form, is surely the player Angolans will be hoping to do the damage against the Super Eagles. However, Angola will be without first-choice goalkeeper Neblu, who was dismissed in Angola's round of 16 duel with Namibia. Neblu was sent off after 17 minutes for handling the ball outside his area. And will Nigeria be with first-choice goalkeeper Stanley Nwabali? Fingers crossed for now until we get some good news this morning. So you see why this game won't be a mere first-time quarterfinal meeting at the AFCON? What a rush indeed. The second quarterfinal match of AFCON 2023 is between DR Congo and Guinea. Now, neither DR Congo or Guinea were expected to be serious contenders at the 2023 AFCON, but one of these teams will be in the semi-final after today. Guinea made it to the knockout stage as the highest-ranked third place in the group stage, and Congo qualified for the knockout stage without exciting too many. They won just 3 points in Group F as they qualified behind Morocco. DR Congo are facing Guinea for the fourth time at the AFCON, with the previous three encounters all coming in the group stage, one win each and a draw. Congo and Guinea last met in an AFCON match in 2004 group stage, with the National Elephants coming from behind to win 2-1 thanks to goals from Titi Camara and Pascal Fenduno. The last competitive meeting between the two teams came in the November 2017 World Cup qualifier in Kinshasa. It was 1-1 until second half added time, when two goals for DR Congo via Jonathan Bolingi and Neskins Kibabi won the game 3-1. It wasn't enough for either side to progress to the 2018 World Cup. DR Congo vs Guinea comes up at 8 p.m. Nigerian time, that's 9 p.m. Ivorian time, while Nigeria vs Angola comes up at 5 p.m. Ivorian time, and that's 6 p.m. Nigerian time. Set your timer. What a rush.
When you're in need of a trading platform that is fast and reliable, that has unbeatable industry experience, swift deposit and withdrawals, no debit charges, fair pricing, real-time executable streaming quotes, then limit your search, because ZaraFX is here for you. Our friendly trading platforms are designed to simplify the trading process, as well as ZaraFX social trading that enables our clients to leverage on professional expertise. Our pricing are transparent with competitive fees and spread. We also make sure your needs are met, as our customer support team are on hand to assist you promptly, and our educational resources to help boost your knowledge about trading. Visit us today at second floor, the Alpha Plaza Central District, Alausa, opposite Secretariat Bus Stop, Alausa, Ikeja, Lagos. For more info, please call 0916-987-0050 or visit www.zarafx.com.
ZaraFX, Global Trading Powerhouse.
Time to head to the Eagles Nest to get the latest happenings with the Super Eagles of Nigeria, the highest ranked team left at AFCON 2023. Indeed, as you would soon hear, a lot was said during the pre-match press conference held yesterday morning, hours before their final training session at the Police College in Kogodi. Coach Jose Pissarro informed the media that the final training will inform his decision whether or not injured first choice goalkeeper Stanley Nwabali will be fit for today's clash. While our fingers were crossed, it was great to see Nwabali take part in active training yesterday, an indication he might be given the nod today. Over now to excerpts of the pre-match presser. First to speak is Coach Jose Pissarro, as he reacts to the question about his strategy and inability to field some players since the start of the AFCON.
It's true. I think he believes score more, because he creates more opportunity than enough opportunity for score 5 goals. I create more. I think our team is in that good way.
While insisting his strategy has ensured many goal-scoring opportunities are created, Pissarro also admits his team must score goals to win the AFCON.
In my mind, only all to beat them, all reach is my fight. Me and my staff, and my players, more important than my players, because it is our goal. More respect with responsibility, and you know, difficult to get.
And lastly, for the Portuguese, the Angola game will be tough, but winning is the resolve.
If we can create that speed, it's the best. It's amazing. Until now, my team create that speed. The players off the pitch, they fight for the start match tomorrow. But when they start, the first 11, they push with the others. The same position. They push them. Okay, I want your place, but I'm happy because I want to push you. I want to give confidence. I want to play well. It's a good way. Until now, I am getting fun.
Midfielder Alex Iwobi spoke on behalf of the players yesterday, and he gave an assessment of the team and how he motivates the younger ones, being the second most capped player in the squad.
He's progressed another 2-3 years. But in terms of my qualities, of course, I've been in the team. I think I'm second most capped in the team right now after Musa. So all I can do is just share my experiences and allow everyone to express themselves, because the same reason why I'm in the team, the same reason why they're in the team, everyone brings their own qualities. So I just give everyone the confidence to express themselves. So whoever brings you to the national team, that's what coach has decided, and you have to bring it from your club side to the national team. So the only thing I tell people, advise my players, my teammates, is to do what you do in your club and just work and fight for your country. That's the only advice I can give now.
The Fulham of England star also hinted us of the inspiring story of the 2013 victory, which has been shared to them by Captain Ahmed Musa.
Because we've had players like Ahmed Musa and Kenneth that were part of that team that won the 2013 trophy. So we've had discussions of what it did for Nigeria, the joys, the experience, and Musa, especially as he's the captain, he always wants us to push on and to achieve that same thing. Of course, back then, apparently they weren't the favourites, but they focused on themselves. Musa told us that they don't look at the outside noise, that it was one big family, and that's what pushed them to achieve greatness. So he's creating the same environment now. Everyone's hungry to fight for each other and fight for their family members. So of course you want to have that same feeling, if not a better feeling, this time around. But it starts with the quarter final. We're going to give our 100%, so we give ourselves a chance to try and do that again.
All right, boys, surely you can do it again. What a rush. We must also hear from Angola coach Pedro Goncalves, who has outstanding knowledge of the Super Eagles and prays to use the knowledge as advantage to overcome the three-time champions.
First of all, we respect Nigeria for all bets they made till now in African football. Actually, Nigeria is really a powerful team. Have players playing big nations of football, beginning to 5-6 players from lineup playing in Premier League, from Calcio Italia. One of that players I vote for best players of the world in last year, Victor Osimhen. Lookman is a great player. In this season, Lookman had a wonderful performance with Atalanta in Al-Wahed for the European League. I know, and we for sure, we studied our opponents. I guess they found the best strategy, the best formation for be competitive in that AFCON. They also have some issues where we are looking for to create difficult in our opposition. So we will see, but this is a big opportunity for us. A big opportunity. An opportunity of one career.
This man surely is following the Super Eagles players, and added to the fact that the Angolan players have been awarded iPhone 15s complete with complimentary calls, SMS, free internet for a whole year following the progression to the last eight, and promised $250,000 if they defeat Nigeria today. This certainly is going to be a tough one. Well, a government delegation led by Senate President Godswill Akpabio is due in Ivory Coast today to give massive government support to the Super Eagles. And knowing my Senate President, I suppose there will be promises made as well. Maybe prayers sent to their emails. I don't talk anything. Let's also tell you that Nigeria vs Angola will be officiated by Issa C from Senegal, while Bieda Tahani from Mauritania will be in charge of the VAR. The VAR has become very important in these tournaments. In other news, Kau Toko Ekambi has announced his retirement from the Cameroonian national team at the age of 31. Fallout of AFCON exit, as we also remind you that Aliou Cisse is set to leave as coach of the Senegal national team after 9 years in charge. This must be very emotional for all Senegalese. The first coach to win them an AFCON. Wow. Well, we can also tell you that the board of directors of the Egyptian Football Association, after apologizing to the fans, are set to hold a meeting this Sunday to study the technical administrative reports and assess the head coach and a team to take decisions on their future. The Pharaohs of Egypt, of course, you know, crashed out in a round of 16. All right, that's it for today. As we warm up to the big fixtures and the start of quarterfinals of AFCON 2023. Well, yours sincerely was under the weather yesterday and couldn't rush you with the big updates. But hey, we're here today. And make sure you're following all social media handles of Comfort 95.FM and our proud supporters, Zara FX, to play today's prediction game. All right? Don't miss it for a thing. Make sure you're also following at I Am Mighty George on X, Mighty George on Facebook. I'll be throwing in some updates there as well. Thanks a lot for being part of the show, and catch you tomorrow morning with another edition of AFCON Rush. For now, bonjour, and get ready for a blockbuster day. Au revoir. What a rush.
AFCON Rush is powered by Zara FX, the global trading powerhouse.